ファイボー
of the Quebec game against A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Beliski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Burnham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Branded Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Burnham National Bank, that's what.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Alumni Field here in Brenham, Texas, where the Brenham Cubettes get set for their youth night game, taking on the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. And if you're still en route to the field here, just want to let you know, remember, if you wear your Little Leaguer Select jerseys, you can get in the game for free tonight and get a free hot dog from the concession stand. You can also stand on the field with the players for the national anthem and run the bases after the game. And so make sure you come on out tonight. It should be a fun night. And, of course, the Cubettes battling for playoff positioning. They're technically not out of it yet, but tonight is just an absolute has to win tonight with A&M Consolidated.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You and I both had the pleasure or opportunity of being at the Huntsville game on Friday night. What a valiant effort by the Cubettes softball team. Just came up a little bit short, and you and I have talked about it. I'm not one to make excuses for the officials. They could have been a little bit better.
It could have been a lot better.
But anyway, we don't blame that, but it was a game that really would have more meaning tonight if the Cubettes could have won. We're not, mathematically, we're not out of it, but, you know, I hope the Cubs come out and put a, you know, give us a really, really outstanding performance, and at the end of the night, we'll see what happens.
Exactly, and we got more to come here on the pregame. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
All right, as we come back here, the fans still filing in. And it is youth night here at the ballpark. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Brenham Cubettes taking on the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. And as we look at where things stand in the district right now, you look at Lake Creek, who is the front runner, which it's hard to argue. I mean, they're unbeaten. They run ruled everybody in the district. They are just, their only loss this year has been to Barbers Hill, and that was back in the first part of the season. And meanwhile, you got College Station, which has pretty much locked down the that number two spot. And then tonight, A&M Consolidated, College Station 8-3, by the way. A&M Consolidated enters the night with a 6-4 record. Montgomery and Brenham currently tied for fourth place, both of them 4-6. And they've also split the season series. Montgomery won when we played in Montgomery. Brenham won when we played here. And then you got Huntsville's in sixth place. They're 3-7. And then you got Rudder bringing up the rear at 0-10. And so right now the Cubettes, if they can get a win tonight, the Montgomery loss would give them the driver's seat for the fourth spot. But also, just looking at that, if Huntsville beats Montgomery, you could potentially throw them in for the race for that last playoff spot.
I tell you what, it really is interesting. And as we all know, mathematically, and we all know ifs and buts were candy and nuts, everybody would really be happy all year long.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, it doesn't work that way. It's going to be very interesting at the end of this evening to see where the standings really are. So
yeah.
What the Cubettes, plain and simple, the Cubettes just need to go out, play solid softball game, and play to win the game.
Exactly. And elsewhere in District 17-5A tonight, you got Brian Rudder is at College Station. Huntsville is at Montgomery. And Lake Creek has the bye tonight. And that is a look at where things stand in District 17-5A. And we're going to take another break, and we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Oh, no.
It's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yeah, Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
All right, as we come back here, and we are waiting for the start of the Brenham Cubettes and the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And I want to send congratulations out to the Brenham Cub golf team. We just got word they finished in the top three over at the regional tournament at Margaritaville, and so they are moving on to the state tournament.
I tell you what, congratulations to that. Is it a good word? Good words to use. Very young.
Yeah.
Brenham golf team. Congratulations to Coach Hathaway. Great job. Of course, you know what? Any coach can look good with good players, can't you?
Well, he was telling me when we had him in for Sportsline a couple of weeks, or last week actually, he said this is the first time in 10 years that they won district, and he had a really good feel that they might get a shot at going to state, and now it's come true. They are going to be heading there.
Jokingly, you and I both know Coach Hathaway personally very well. And there are certain things that we can say over the air that he's going to take very lightly because he beats up on both of us whenever he gets a chance. Great coach. What a great job he's done with that great group of young men.
Yeah.
Good luck to them at state.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups. But first, let's send you to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. proud supporters of Brenham Cup Baseball and Softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our starting lineups, and that's brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for the A&M Consolidated Tigers, it'll be Brooklyn Gidley leading things off, playing second base. Batting second will be the center fielder, Emma Ford. Batting third, shortstop, Peyton Valentine. Batting fourth, the first baseman, McKenna Klein. Batting fifth, third baseman, Brooklyn Klein. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mackenzie Burdett. Batting seventh, left fielder, Mackenzie Richardson. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Gretchen Rudolph. And batting ninth, the pitcher, Ashley McDonald. And now for your Brenham Cubettes starting lineup, it'll be Mackenzie Tiemann leading things off, playing third base. Batting second, the center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting third, the pitcher, Leighton Davis. Batting fourth, left fielder, Harper Castillo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Kylie Baker. Batting sixth, shortstop, Allie Tiemann. Batting seventh, the designated player, Sandra Prieto, and she's going to be hitting for the right fielder, McKenna Kimmich. Batting eighth, second baseman, J.C. Hager. And batting ninth, the catcher, Isabel Hyatt. That is a look at the lineups for both teams. It looks like we're about ready for the formal introductions, but before we do that, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams this season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, as we come back here, the Little Leaguers have gone down to the field with the players, and they're having the conference with the umpires. Coach Roberts is on her phone. I'm not sure what that, if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you know what? This conference I can get along with.
Yeah.
During the game when they have those conferences, that's when it's a scary thought.
Yeah. As we're here, it is Youth Night at Alumni Field. It's still not too late if you want to get in, bring your kids by with their jerseys on, and you can get in the game for free and also get a free hot dog from the concession stand. And they're about to go out for the national anthem here in a little bit, but if you get here in the next couple of minutes, you can go out with them. Or your kids can go out with them and then run the bases after the game is over with. And so hopefully it'll be a fun night for everyone in attendance.
Doug, you're talking about the umpires. You and I both know this crew.
Yeah.
I don't feel we'll beat up on them so bad tonight.
I don't think so either. These two are usually pretty good. And just kind of sitting here waiting for them to finish the plate. And while we're doing that, let's have our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic... Hold on. And with the state's highest academic transfer rate, low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. Right now here at the ballpark, we got 84 degrees under cloudy skies. And sunset's scheduled for tonight at 7:52. It's going to get down to 70 degrees during the overnight hours. And then tomorrow on your Wednesday, looking at 85 for the high, 69 for the low. And looks like the rain chances have moved down at least until Saturday. Saturday's when we get our next chance of rain. That's 70%. And sunrise for tomorrow morning scheduled for 6:58. And looks like we're about ready. So that's your weather update from Blinn College. And let's go to the official announcements.
Thank you for joining us for tonight's game between the A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Brenham Cadets. Good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize that judgment calls by officials, coaches, and themselves are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both teams by refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. Brenham ISD has a zero-tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior. We hope you enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive, sportsmanlike manner. Before we get started with introducing the players for tonight's game, we would like to welcome all of our future Cubs and Cubettes here at the game as we celebrate you tonight. Take your pass to the concession stand to receive a free hot dog, and we hope to see you running the bases after the game. Please direct your attention to the pitching circle. Throwing out tonight's first pitch is Brenton Randerman. Now let's meet the players in tonight's game. Introducing the visiting Tigers. Number 4, Kendall Mack. Number 6, Taylan Jackson. Number 8, Zoe Farguson. Number 12, Addison Severino. Number 13, Mallory Holcomb. And the starters for the Tigers tonight, second base, number 10, Brooklyn Gidley. Center field, number 9, Emma Ford. Shortstop, number 3, Peyton Valentine. First base, number 14, McKenna Klein. Third base, number 7, Brooklyn Klein. Catcher, number 11, Mackenzie Burdett. Left field, number 2, Mackenzie Richardson. Right field, number 1, Gretchen Rudolph. And on the mound, pitcher, 00, Ashley McDonald. The Tigers are coached by Heather Slayton, Leah Hood, and Keith Stein Jr. Managers are Chloe Barrington and Mason Martin. Student athletic trainers, Sarah Snelson and Bethany McGuire. And now, introducing your Brenham Cubettes. Starting with the reserves, number 6, Kate Martin. Number 8, Sloan Tucker. Number 10, Peyton Gurka. Number 14, Reagan Wall. Number 19, Braylon Stray. And number 21, McKenna Marsters. And starting tonight for the Cadets, third base, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. Center field, number 5, Adeline Jacks. On the mound pitching, number 7, Leighton Davis. Left field, number 2, Harper Castillo. First base, number 18, Kylie Baker. Shortstop, number 1, Allie Tiemann. The designated player, number 15, Sandra Prieto. Number 2, second base, number 3, J.C. Hager. Catching behind the plate, number 12, Isabel Hyatt. And our flip player in right field, number 11, McKenna Kamich. The managers are Kylie Manti and Ava Scheel. The Cadets are coached by Katie Roberts, Kelly Baker, Kramer Esche, and Aaron Jackson. If you would now please rise, remove your hats, and join in singing the national anthem.
Pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball, because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right, Brooklyn Gidley to lead things off for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Leighton Davis in the circle. We're going to Isabel Hyatt behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kylie Baker at first. J.C. Hager at second. Left side, Allie Tiemann at short. Mackenzie Tiemann at third. Into the outfield, Alden Jackson center, flanked and right by McKenna Kamich and left by Harper Castillo. And the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Davis checks and brings the next one. That's a line drive right to Mackenzie Tiemann for out number one.
Well, that's a good way to start the game.
Yep. And now it brings up Emma Ford, the center fielder. And next pitch is taking for a ball. It's 1-0. Got a good crowd out here tonight taking this one in. And swung and a miss, 1-1. And that one outside of ball, 2-1. Dimensions here at Alumni Field, 220 to straightaway center, 190 down the lines. And that one up and in gets away from the catcher high, and it's 3-1 now. That one up high, ball 4, and a walk to Ford. That'll bring up Peyton Valentine, the shortstop.
Number 3, Peyton Valentine.
Cubs dressed out this evening. Green pants, white jerseys with green sleeves. And that one is a foul ball. Meanwhile, Arkansas, they've got maroon socks, white pants, and then a mixture of maroon, gray, and white on the jerseys. And that one is in the left field, and Castillo cuts it off and will hold Valentine to a long single.
Tell you what, good job there by Harper Castillo getting over to get that ball. Ball hit really well down that shaded toward the left field line.
Yeah, because she doesn't get a glove on it. That's extra bases and possibly a run. And now McKenna Klein, the batter. And the first pitch, foul back into the screen over on the right-hand side. And it's 0-1. Next pitch coming from Leighton Davis. And a pie ball. 1-1. And that one is going to be a little looper. Drops into right field in front of Kamich. And coming home is Gidley. Ford, and Ford will score the first run of the ball game. It's an RBI single for McKenna Klein. Now we'll bring up Brooklyn Klein. You got runners at the corners, and still only one out. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And next pitch in there for a strike. And quickly here, 0-2. Foul back into the fence. And there we go. was waiting to see if they were going to correct that. They're showing 2-0 on the scoreboard. Only one has come across thus far. And this one, a fly ball out into right, and that's going to drop in foul.
Well, that dropped right in the middle of three of our young ladies.
Yeah. Commit, Shager, and Baker all going for that one. It just drops in foul. The 1-1 on Brooklyn Klein. Or 1-2, rather. And that one outside of ball. And they're just going to let McKenna Klein have second base. And that one is a foul ball. Just past the first base dugout. Lands out onto the grass. Brooklyn Klein stepping in. Waiting on the 1-2 pitch. And that one is another little poke, and that's going to drop in between Castillo and Thiemann, and another run scores. Now it's 2-0 on the RBI single by Klein.
Base hit for Brooklyn Klein.
She never stopped running, Doug. Went straight to second.
Yes. Throw's coming home, and she went to second. And so that brings up Mackenzie Burdett, the catcher, as it's now 2-0, A&M consolidated.
I guess her and Sis are going to have a contest for RBIs, huh?
Yeah, it must be. And this one foul back into the screen. 0-1 count on Burdett. And that one foul over toward the Cubette dugout. That'll make it 0-2. And a little shot, and that's going to drop in. And that's going to score both Klein sisters. They were both off with a crack of the bat. And it's now 4-0, Consol. That wasn't even hit very hard. She just kind of just dunked that one in.
I tell you what, Doug, she went out there. It was a pitch shade toward out of part of plate, and she just lays the bat out there and drives it over J.C. Hager's head.
And now that'll bring up Mackenzie Richardson, it's now 4-0. And we're still batting. Only one out here in the first inning.
Started off kind of bright with that line out to third, but
yeah,
kind of went downhill.
And that pitch is a strike. Next pitch, slow rolling. That's going to scoot through. That's now five straight hits for Consol. And you feel for Davis because they're not hard hit balls that just somehow keep
finding.
They keep finding holes in there. And so I'll bring up Gretchen Rudolph now. Squares away to bunt, and she'll take strike one. And this one, ground ball to third. Team will step on it. Throw to first. Yes. Double play.
Oh, great play there.
McKenzie Teeman over to Kylie Baker, and that'll retire the side. But a big first inning for Consol. They score four runs on five hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. A&M consolidated four. Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field, it is youth night here at the ballpark, but so far the first inning has belonged to the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. They lead it 4-0 with the Cubettes coming up for their first at bat of the game. And now let's see if they can answer. It'll be Mackenzie Teeman, followed by Alden Jacks and Leighton Davis, going against Ashley McDonald. And McDonald finishes her warm-up tosses. She's got Mackenzie Burdett back behind home plate. Right side of the infield, McKenna Klein at first, Brooklyn Gidley at second, Peyton Valentine at short, and Brooklyn Klein at third base. Outfielders left to right, Mackenzie Richardson, Emma Ford, and Gretchen Rudloff. And Mackenzie Teeman ready to step in here. Teeman, the big game against Huntsville the other night, an RBI triple and a two-run inside the park home run. That was her eighth homer of the year. And the first pitch to her is taken for a strike, 0-1. McDonald comes set. Next pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. And this one, a little slow dribbler, Teeman hustling down the line, but it is going to be an out 4-3. As hustling over there, making the play was Gidley to first. And one down, that brings up Alden Jacks. And Jack swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. And that one fouled away. No balls and two strikes. That one up and in a ball. And it's now 1-2 on Jax. Swing on a miss, and Jax went for the high one and came up empty. And so that's out number two. And it'll be up to Leighton Davis to try to salvage something from the inning. And Davis smacks it one foul. Just passes Coach Kelly Baker. Next pitch, taken for a ball, 1-1. McDonald gets set. And her next delivery outside of ball, and it's 2-1 now on Davis.
We'll definitely take a walk.
Oh, absolutely. Cubs trailing 4-0 here, bottom of the first, looking to get somebody on base. Next pitch is a ball. It's 3-1 now. And that one back up the middle, and the Cubs had their first base hit of the night. And nice piece of hitting there by Davis.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. She got a pitch right where she wanted it and drove it right back up the middle.
And that'll bring up Harper Castile. Let's see if she can bring her around. And pitch to Castile outside of ball, 1-0.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is a strike call. 1-1 count now on Castillo. And that one's sent out to right field, and she dropped the ball. And they keep going, Ooh. And she's going to end up at second base. Davis is going to end up at third. Castillo is going to end up at second. Right fielder had possession. She just, I wonder if she kind of took her eye off the ball, but puts two runners at second and third for Kylie Baker. Chance to at least cut that lead in half.
Tell you what, looked like Layton wasn't running full speed. Made that closer than it should have been at third.
Exactly.
You know what, though, Doug?
What's that?
I've seen major leaguers do what that right fielder did.
True.
And that's ridiculous, as far as I'm concerned.
And next pitch, taking for a strike.
What, they get paid?
Yeah.
Really?
They said, going to drop in base hit. Davis will score. Here comes Castillo, and the Cubs are cutting the lead, and that throw gets away. And Baker will head on down to second base.
I tell you what, that's just clutch hitting there by Kylie. She got a pitch on the outer part of the plate and goes to right field with it for the single.
And Leighton Davis just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit is supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs.
Oh, there was that senior leadership there from Kylie.
Yep. And next pitch is taken for a ball. And it's Allie Thiemann, the batter. Trying to see if she can pull the Cubs even closer. Yeah, that one just missing a ball. 2-1.
Well, I tell you what, the Cubs are doing just what they needed to do. Come back and get a couple. We're not done.
Not by a long shot.
There we go.
And it is ball four. That'll load the or no, put two on now.
Bringing up number 15.
And brings up Sandra Prieto. That one down low for a ball. 1-0 count. We're in the bottom of the, oh, now he changed it to a strike. Man, that was a long delay.
Man, here I was complimenting him, and I really have liked him all these years.
Yep. Up high, ball 1-1.
We'll allow him one mistake.
Just don't make a habit of it.
Yeah, just please don't make a habit.
And that one's slow roller, and it's going to step on the bag. And that is out number three. In the inning, though, the Cubs do come up with two runs on two hits. There was one error and two left. And we go to the top of the second inning. It is A&M Consolidated 4, the Brenham Cubs 2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, the boys from the Grain, ZZ Top. A lot of bumper music there as we come back, and it's time now for the top of the second inning. Cubs lead this. Cubs have cut in the lead. It was 4-0 College Station. Now it's 4-2. And let's see if Davis can get through the second inning. And first pitch is a strike call to Ashley McDonald, the pitcher. Be McDonald followed by Brooklyn Gidley and Emma Ford. And this one's a pop-up into the corner. Commits giving chase, but it's going to drop foul. When couldn't quite hang it up long enough for her to get underneath it.
Good effort out there by McKenna Commits. Got her.
And strike three called. McDonald caught looking. That's out number one. Bring up Brooklyn Gidley.
Up to bat, number 10, Brooklyn
Gidley. And that one is a bunt over, and they flip to first, and she beat it out. As Davis did everything she could with that.
No, she did. It was an excellent bunt there by Gidley. It just
fast
perfect.
Runner two.
Up to bat, number 9, Emma Ford.
And now Emma Ford to bat. And that one gets away. And she just kept right on running, and Gidley ends up at third base. Oh. And that one up high for a ball.
Oh, another good play there by McKenzie.
Line drive right to the third baseman, McKenzie Teeman, and she flashing some leather out there. She hauls that in for out number two, and be up to Peyton Valentine to try to salvage anything from this inning. And first pitch.
I tell you what, Layden came with changeup. Mm-hmm. And
that one popped up, and that's going foul over to the past the first base side dugout.
Pretty good little breeze, Doug.
It yeah.
Could be a factor before the evening's over.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Valentine takes the next pitch upstairs. Long look in.
Was it high?
I'm guessing high. 3-1 count with Valentine waiting on deck.
We're not going to get the best view from up here, so. Oh.
One down the line.
Foul.
And foul. Time is calm.
Now we could use one of those good changeups.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes, two outs.
There it is.
And
got her.
One strike through tie the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we will go to the bottom of the second inning. It is A&M Consolidated 4, Brenham 2, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
And McDonald warming up for her second inning of work. And she'll be looking at J.C. Hager, Isabel Hyatt, and then back to the top of the Brenham batting order with McKenzie Teeman.
Up first, J.C. Hager.
Band's still filing in here as part of this Youth Night Challenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one a pie for a ball, one no. And that one called a strike, 1-1.
Oh, came with change up and had JC just a little off balance.
Ager steps back in, nobody on in front of her. Up high, a ball. Trying to get on base for Isabel Hyatt, who's been swinging a hot bat lately. Ball four. And the inning continues as Hager moves down to first, and that'll bring up Isabel Hyatt.
I tell you what, Doug, you and I have talked about it. That young lady has really come along really
well.
She
certainly has. Oh, he's
done
a great
bunt.
Third baseman up with it, fires to first. Gets out number two.
Hey, she did her job.
Nice bunt by Hyatt. Moving the runner to second. Now batting number nine, Mackenzie Teeman.
And now back to the top of the order with Mackenzie Teeman. You got one on and one out. Here, one on. Swung on a miss by Teeman.
That looked like change up there and had McKenzie
yep.
off balance.
Which doesn't happen very often. Teeman hanging in there.
Tell you what, Doug, that young lady has created some young memories for us. So.
Absolutely. Well, skips away from the catcher, but not by much. And a pie ball again. And suddenly after getting off to a pretty good start, Ashley McDonald has kind of struggled here a little bit. A pie for a ball.
They did it. Consol had someone warming up earlier. Not now, though.
Nope.
Get out of here.
And that one's fouled away. Two balls and two strikes. We're in the bottom of the second inning. So that's out number two on Teeman.
Number five.
But it's back to the top of the order with Alvin Jacks.
Number
McDonald gets set. 3-1 delivery. Up high for a ball. I guess it was only 2-1. Three balls, no strikes, 2 outs. And ball four. That's a walk to Alden Jacks. Puts two on the board now for Leighton Davis, and a chance to help herself out with a bat. And first pitch to Davis is taken for a ball, 1-0. No movement yet in the console bullpen either. And that one is taken for a strike, 1-1. And Davis says this one then is going to be caught for out number three. So in the inning for the Cubs, they come up with no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. And we have played through two. And it is Cubs, A&M Consolidated leading the Cubs 4-2. Back with inning number three after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
And we go here to the top of the third inning. It is the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers leading the Brenham Cubettes 4-2. And it's going to be McKenna Klein to lead it off for Consol. Leighton Davis still in there despite the change in pitch is foul away. Giving up a few runs in the top half of that first inning. Coach elected to stick with her, and so far she managed to get out of the second without giving up any runs, and let's see what happens in the third here.
Ooh, good pitch.
And a changeup right in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Tell you what, Leighton came back with changeup again, Doug, and she just couldn't pull the trigger.
Klein and RBI single her first time up and fouls that one off her backside. And while we got a minute here, it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Malou Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller right now. And that one is going to be sent into right field, a base hit for Klein, and she's 2-for-2 in the game. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham, former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop by his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you have won a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And now Brooklyn Klein. She's had an RBI single and scored as well. That one foul back just right above the window unit there where the public address announcer is sitting. One pitch, goes away to Bunn, but the right back to Davis. Only play is to first, and she'll make it to Baker for out number one.
Baker 5-1, one out of
the bat. Tell you what, Doug, what do you think about that? Your cleanup hitter sacrificing.
You don't see it very often.
Wow. Consolidated coach playing to win.
Yep. That one inside for a ball, 1-1.
But do you know what? It's just a sign of good teams. That's
exactly ball. Next pitch, a pie ball four, and a walk to Burnett. I put two runners on for Iola. I'm getting too many teams mixed in my head. For A&M Consolidated.
That is not the worst thing that ever happened. Puts a force on any of the bases.
Yep, 2-1, one out. And this one popped out of play. Hit off the top of the bullpen area. All the runs so far coming in the first inning. The Lady Tigers had four in the top half. Cubs with two in the bottom half.
Oh, and yes.
That one's in there for a strike. Runners first and second. Only one down, and the pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Richardson had a single her first time up, and then was erased on a double play. And the pie ball. And that one is going to be over to Tiemann. Throws the first, gets the out.
Good job there by McKenzie. Runner getting the third quickly, making the good throw to first and get the sure out.
And Gretchen Randolph the batter. And this one, a high pop. McKenzie Tiemann going back, holds in, for out number three. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors in, two left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and Consol leads the Cubettes 4-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we come back here, and here in the bottom of the third inning, it'll be Harper Castillo, Kylie Baker, and Allie Thiemann. And by the way, congratulations to our pillow winner, Ellen Wells. Ellen, congratulations. Enjoy that pillow from our good friends at the Mattress Guys. And Harper Castillo, step up here first.
Harper Castillo.
Castillo getting the start in left field tonight. He's also seen time at first base and a catcher. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And outside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Foul away over to the right side. That's going to be out of play. Just to the right of the A&M Consolidated side of the stands. And that one fouled away. And one ball, two strikes. Castillo reaching there, first time up. Now trying to just get something started for the Cubettes here. Trailing by two. That one's up high for a ball. 2-2 count now. And the next pitch, outside for a ball.
Hey, good job by Harper. Behind an account, worked it full.
3-2. Baker waiting on deck. And she fouls that one up right over our heads.
Right there.
And this one fouled away again. She's battling. Well, man, she's one of the dads, I guess, over there on the console side made a nice play. And this one, and that is off the big hill in the down past the left field fence. That is a long home run, Harper Castillo. She absolutely got all of that one, Tommy.
I tell you what, she turned on it. She got the pitch she wanted, and she just turned on it.
That was a
great piece of hitting.
Absolute bomb there by Castillo. And that makes it a 4-3 game. It looks like we're going to have a pitching change.
Coach saw enough.
Or actually, no, we're not. I thought they were going to do one, but apparently they are going to leave McDonald in there. As Kylie Baker comes in to bat now. Baker had a two-run single her first time up.
Hey, all we need is base hits. That's it.
Exactly.
We'll take that home run, but.
Now the one-run game. And that one taken down low for a ball.
Ooh.
And that one taken for a strike.
Came with that changeup.
Now back into the screen. And it's quickly here, 1-2. And outside again, 2-2. I must ask the umpire where it was because he pointed out that it was outside. And Baker fouls that one back in the screen. Count remains 2-2. And swung and a miss. Dan Baker down on strikes for out number one.
She came with that changeup again and had Kylie just a little off balance.
And so Allie Tiemann, the batter now. Tiemann walked her first time up. And that one fouled back into the screen. And that one taken for a ball. Sun's starting to peek out a little bit more again. One ball, one strike. That one a little high for a ball and it's 2-1.
Get out of here.
And foul. Swing and a missed, and that's two down now. Teaming down on strikes will be up to Sandra Prieto to try to keep this inning going.
Two out brings up number 15, Sandra Prieto.
Already with a 1-0 pitch on the way from Holland, McDonald. one outside for a ball. It's 2-0. And 2-0 up high for a ball. 3-0. And that is ball four, and Prieto will draw the two-out walk and get a base runner here. Now brings up J.C. Hager. And pitch to Hager. Taking four, strike 0-1. Hager was hit by a pitcher first time up. Taking for a strike, 1-1.
Well, I'll tell you what, she painted that outside corner.
And they will get the out. Two were tied aside. So in the inning, there was one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go on to the fourth inning. And it is now a 4-3 ball game. Comets trailing by one. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
And back we go here as we head to the top of the fourth inning. And Leighton Davis still out there. Or wait a second, or do we make our mid-game change there? I was just noticing that. I see Castillo at first base now. And that one is pop foul back behind home plate. And no, that appears. Castillo's coming. Now Prieto is out there in left field. Those appear to be the only changes. Everybody else looks the same. That one's bounced up there, a ball. To Ashley McDonald, the pitcher. Yeah, this one, a ground ball to short. Bounced up, hit Teeman in the chin, and no play at first. And we're going to infield hit there. Yeah, I just hope Allie had a little protection. That thing bounced up. It hit like a, I don't know, a rock or a pebble or something and bounced
up. We going to go hit?
I'm going to go hit, yeah.
Oh, McDonald is going to run.
And back to the top of the order with Gidley. And she smacks this one in the center, a base hit. And McDonald's keeps on running. She's going to go to third.
Never stopped.
And she's safe. She just flew around the base paths there. And now she's, oh, she's coming up wobbly there. I think they might let her try to walk it off a little bit. They might. Yes, now it's Emma Ford with runners second and third and nobody out.
Better get it out here. We're fixing to be a tough part of the order.
Yeah. And that one is taken for a ball, 1-0. Ford, 0-for-1, walked and scored a run her first time up. And then lined out the team in her, McKenzie team in her last time up. And that one, again, back up the middle base hit, jacks up with it, fires home, and throw gets away, and that's going to allow the runner, she get right on running and over to third. And two more runs are in to make it 6-3 now. And now Peyton Valentine, the shortstop, the batter.
Got to get her out here to stop some bleeding.
Yeah. And that one fouled away. And apparently going back. Apparently that first one they did score on McDonald, they did score that in E6. That's a tough one to give, but I can see why. But that's a really tough one. And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1.
I think the reason on that, it was hit right to her, and even though it bounces up, that's only my feelings.
Yeah. That one is a strike call.
There we go. We needed that one.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. And that one. Foul up the third base side. Count remains 1-2.
Well, I'll tell you what, a strikeout here would be real big.
Absolutely. So far, no outs in this inning. And that one foul away.
Good pitch there by Layton. Had her reaching for it.
And that one is a pie ball. 2-2. And that one down the line, fair ball.
Ooh, that was.
And that's going to be an RBI double for Valentine. Makes it 7-3 now.
Up to bat, number 14, McKenna Klein.
And McKenna Klein, the batter. Line 2-for-2. Coach Katie Roberts out in the dugout, and she's making her way to the circle.
Yeah, and I figured we'd see a change.
And so here we go. Kylie Baker coming in. Layton Davis coming out. Or at least leaving the mound. Or circle, sorry. And so with the pitch and change here, we will send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we got a pitching change as Kylie Baker takes over in the circle. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And that one taking four strikes and it's quickly 0-2.
Yeah, good job by Kylie, just come in throwing strikes.
And one outside for a ball. Another change for the Cubs. Atlee Thiemann has moved from short to second. Mackenzie Thiemann has moved from third to short. And now Layton Davis has moved from the circle to third base. And that one down there low for a ball. Gonzalez with three runs already across this inning and still nobody out. And that one is back and
gone.
Two-run homer, McKenna Klein. And that just made it this is going to make it a 9-3 game. Boy, that one got out of here in a hurry.
Like about 2 seconds.
Yeah. And now that'll bring up Brooklyn Klein.
Now it's time to shut the floodgates.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Doug, the way they're hitting today, do they play Lake Creek again?
Nope.
How did, man.
No, we get Lake Creek again.
Yeah, I know we do.
But no, they.
Yeah, that's right. That's last game. I got to get my
swing on a miss.
Things correct here. Tell you what, they have their hitting shoes on today.
Yeah. Yeah, that one ticking for a strike. Swung and a miss, and finally a strikeout there. That's out number one.
Oh, that's a big strikeout there.
Klein strikes out, and next it'll bring up Mackenzie Burdett. Now, in their last game, they go to Huntsville on Friday night. That's where Consol will be next.
I'll tell you what, the pitch they hit, the home run off Kylie, I thought it was a good pitch. Tell you what, she just turned the bat on her.
Yeah, that one into left field, a base hit. And Burdett aboard. Brings up Mackenzie Richardson.
That number two, Mackenzie Richardson.
Squares away the bunt. Back to the pitcher. Baker throws to first. And that's out number two. On the play, Burdett moves down to second. And that'll bring up Gretchen Rudolph, the right fielder.
Tigers number one, Gretchen Rudolph.
And Rudolph swings and misses 0-1. Rudolph so far 0-2 on the night. It's hit into a double play and lined out to short. So with her at bat here, the Tigers have batted around this inning. And it's 1-1. Foul away again, and it's 1-2.
Tell you what, great opportunity here for Kylie to put her in the books.
Got her on strikes, and that will retire the side finally. In the inning, though, they do put up five runs. Five hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one, and Consol leads it 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, as we come back here, and it's be Isabel Hyatt, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Alden Jacks. That one sails way to the backstop, and it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. Online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And Hyatt fouls that one away. And for A&M Consolidated, jumped out with four runs in the first inning. And all of them on singles. An RBI single by McKenna Klein. RBI single, Brooklyn
Hitter.
Klein. And a two-run single by Mackenzie Burdett. And Isabel Hyatt gets hit by the pitch. Second hit batter for the Cubettes tonight. And she'll take the trot on down to first. Brenham would come back, cut the lead in half in the bottom of the first inning. Leighton Davis with a single. Harper Castillo reached on an error. And then Kylie Baker, a two-run single, make it a 4-2 game. And then Brenham would cut it to a 4-3 game on a solo homer by Harper Castillo in the bottom of the third inning. But then Consol exploded for 5 runs in the top half of this inning. And they now lead it 9-3. So Comet's got to see if they can battle back here against McDonald. Pitch is up high for a ball. And this one, a fly ball out to right field. And making the grab out there is Gretchen Rudolph for out number one.
Up to bat, number 5, Adeline Jack.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have it.
Let's see.
This is pinch hitter here.
Tim.
It's Payson Gurka.
Hitting for Jack. Number 10, Payson Gurka.
Gurka batting for Jacks. By the way, while we got them over here, I want to pass on a quick score from earlier today and opening up their series. Blend Buccaneers beat the Alvin Dolphins 9-4. As Gurka swings and misses 0-1. It was Hayden Morris getting the win. 5 innings pitch, 7 strikeouts, only allowed 1 earned run. And Zachary Tucks on with a home run there for the Bucks. That series now comes back to Leroy Dreyer Field on Thursday night for a 6 o'clock start time. And then they will also play Leroy Dreyer Saturday doubleheader beginning at 2 o'clock. And pitches strike call. Our ball is 1-1 to Gurka. And Gurka swings and misses. All right, now boys baseball, you got Milano and Burton playing tonight. That one so far just underway, no score as of yet. And Gurka swings and misses. She's down on strikes for out number 2. And Burton Lady Panther softball, and they're playing up in Mumford tonight. And right now, end of the first, Burton leading that one 1-0. An RBI double by Maya Williams, and that is out number 3 on David. I'm sorry, Todd. I was looking down. I didn't see what she
thrown did. Out. She was stealing second.
Oh,
duck.
Okay.
Got thrown out.
Okay, thrown out. Okay, and so that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and we move to the top of the 5th, and it is A&M Consolidated 9, Brenham 3, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, and it is the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers leading the Brenham Cubheads 9-3. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and it's going to be Ashley McDonald, Brooklyn Gidley, and Emma Ford. The bat here against Kylie Baker. Baker on in relief of the starter, Leighton Davis. And this one bunted. It's going to stay fair up the first base side. And Castillo put the tag on McDonald for out number one.
Oh, nice play there by Harper.
And now that'll bring in Brooklyn Gidley. Gidley's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and scored a run. This, of course, is youth night here at the ballpark. And this one, a ground ball to short. And Tiemann is going to boot that one. This time, Mackenzie Tiemann, and it's going to be an E6.
Number 9, Emma Ford.
And so runner aboard, and that'll bring up Emma Ford. Ford's been on base twice. Walked, scored a run her first time up, and then last time up, she had a two-run single and scored a run as well. Runner going, and the throw down from Hyatt offline. And it's a stolen base for Gidley.
Going back to that play there on that E6 by McKenzie, I think she knew the wheels that Gidley had and, you know, just took her eye off it just for a second.
Yeah. Pitch is a try. I agree. I think that's probably what happened, too.
Because we saw there, she just had easy steal to second.
And swung and missed. One ball and two strikes on Ford. I'd like to see Baker get out of this without any more runs coming across. Pitch foul away. And that way the Cubs bats have got three more chances to try to get some runs on the board. And that one down low for a ball. 2-2. And that one turned on and a fly ball out to right. Commits back. Makes the grab. Runner tags and moves to third. And that's out number two. And brings it up Peyton Valentine, who's 2-for-3 with a single, an RBI double, and a run scored. Pitch is a strike call in the zone one. Yeah, swings and misses, 0-2.
I like that pitch there, Doug.
Yeah, that was a good one. And that one outside for a ball.
That pitch for that strike, too, that had some movement on it. Got her.
And strike three. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. And Gonzalez still leading the Cubs 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, here we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Well, the Cubettes will be Leighton Davis, Harper Castillo, and Kylie Baker batting against McDonald. See if the Cubettes can try to cut in that lead a little bit.
Bottom of the fifth, starting off, number seven, Leighton Davis.
Davis 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored.
We're right where we want to be in the order.
Yep. Now we just need some base runners. And that one taken outside for a ball. And it's 1-0. Pie ball, 2-0. And it won a pie ball. It's 3-0 quickly on Davis. Nobody warming up for Consol. And a pie ball 4. Oh, he called that a strike. The pitch was high. And he gave her a strike call on that. And so now Davis will have to look at another pitch. I mean, that was about up at her shoulders, and he still called it a strike.
He had been one of those who was across the plate. There you go.
And that one, that was up at her chin, so that was good enough for ball 4. And now Harper Castillo at the plate. Castillo's already got one run across with a home run. And that pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1.
We'll take another home run.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll definitely take base runners.
That one up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Another one up high, ball. Yeah, see, they're still dealing out the hot dogs there. Down low, ball.
You think they'll have two left?
Yeah, they got any extras, we'll take them off their hands. And down low for a ball.
There we go.
And that is back-to-back walks now. Cubs got something going here as Kylie Baker steps up.
Kylie Baker with two runners on.
Baker, one for two, does have a two-run single. And now the catcher, Burdette, going to go out and have a word with McDonald. Cubs with two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Trailing this one 9-3. And a pie for a ball. After being pretty dominant earlier on, McDonald now having no trouble finding the strike zone.
Get out of here.
And that one is she caught it. On the play there, Davis did tag and moved to third. But it was a foul ball in the first baseman there, McKenna Klein. It hit off her glove, bounced in the air, and she caught it on the second squeeze. And heads up running there by Leighton Davis, moves over to third, and so gets a Cubette runner in a scoring position. Runners at the corners now for Allie Tiemann. And first pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. And Tiemann sends this one a fly ball out into center. And catch is made for out number two. Not deep enough to get the run home. And it'll be up to Sandra Prieto to try to get that run in.
Yep, number 15, Sandra Prieto.
Prieto 0-1, but did walk her last time up. And she'll take a strike, 0-1. J.C. Hager would be due up next. And takes a strike, 0-2. And a pie for a ball. And this one popped up and foul back. One ball and two strikes. And this one, a little blooper, caught by the third baseman for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. And we head to the sixth inning. It is A&M Consolidated 9, Brenham 3. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
1-800-259-1999.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the sixth inning, McKenna Klein, Brooklyn Klein, and Mackenzie Burdett to face Kylie Baker here. And Baker's first pitch to McKenna Klein's down low for a ball. And McKenna, 3-for-3, two singles, a two-run homer. Three RBIs so far on the night, and fouls that one away. One count. And that one grounded to short. McKenzie teaming up with it, throws to Harper Castillo at first, and that's one away.
That's a big out.
One out, brings up.
Yep, getting her off the base pass. Now they bring up Brooklyn Klein. Umpire takes a quick stop to wipe the plate off, and now we're ready to resume.
Doug. You think around that dinner table there'd be some interesting conversations?
Oh, yeah. Swung on a miss, 0-1.
Especially if one does better than the other.
Yep. Yeah, that one up high. 1-1. Swung and a miss. And 1-2.
That's one thing about Kylie. She's a gutsy pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Foul tip. Baker got a pair down here. 1-2. Inside and gets away from Hyatt. It's 2-2. And I want you to turn on that one.
Holy.
Wow. That was a long foul ball.
I lost it over that tree way back there.
Yeah. And pitch is fouled away. That hit it off the top of the light post. And down low for a ball. 3-2. And the pie ball 4, and Klein draws the walk.
Okay.
Third walk issued for the nine by Cubitt pitching. Davis hit the first two. First walk given up by Baker. And Mackenzie Burdett, the batter, swings and misses 0-1. Burdett, 2-for-2. That's a pair of singles, a walk, and two runs batted in. And that one foul back. And bounce up there. Bunk gets away from Hyatt. And moving up to second base is Brooklyn Klein. And she sends this one a high fly ball. Backtracking goes Jax. Makes the catch, runner tagging, going to third. And throw will not be in time. That's out number two. And it'll bring up Mackenzie Richardson.
Fly ball caught. Makes it two outs. Bring up number two, Mackenzie Richardson.
And pits it up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And foul back. Another low pitch. 2-1. That one just missing. It's 3-1.
Close.
I'm surprised he didn't call a strike there.
That was another pitch from Collie. He had a really good whoa.
That time got the strike call, and it's 3-2.
Put it in the books. Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, it's ball four. So 2-on and 2-out. And that'll Gretchen Rudolph, the scheduled hitter. And we're going to get a pinch hitter.
It's number one. Let's see. Hold on. No? Was that four?
Four. Kendall Mack.
Kendall Mack.
Mack coming into bat for Gretchen Rudolph. Rudolph had been 0 for 3 in the game. We're in the bottom, or excuse me, top of the sixth inning. Cubs trailing at 9-3 here at Alumni Field. And swung and a miss, 0-1. And that one foul back in the screen. 0-2.
Got him.
And swing and miss down on strikes. That'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. A&M Consolidated 9, Brenham 3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, as we come back here, it's going to be for the Cubettes. J.C. Hager, Isabel Hyatt, and Mackenzie Tiemann. And we got a pinch hitter.
McKenna looks... Marsters. Yeah, Marsters
going to bat.
Number 21, McKenna Marsters.
Marster stepping in to face McDonald. And first pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. We're at next pitch is... taking for Ballins, 2-0 to Marsters. And the pie. Oh. Yeah, yeah. It's
no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. It was 3-0. I thought he was showing that the pitch was outside. So it's a 3-0 count now on Marsters.
I called that one ahead of time. There we go.
And ball four, Marsters takes the walk. And Isabel Hyde, the batter, and they're going to get a runner here for Marsters. It might be Hager going back in.
Yes.
Yes, Hager returned. And so Hyatt the batter. Hyatt doesn't have an official at bat tonight. She's laid down a sack bunt and been hit by a pitch. And this one over to short. Trapped it, throw to first, and gets the out.
They didn't call it a trap, Doug.
They what?
They called it. She caught it?
Threw to first with a header.
Get the double play.
Oh, they are you kidding me? That's terrible. So a line drive to the shortstop. I mean, she clearly trapped it. So that's 2 outs then. That was, well, we were complimenting you guys earlier, but that was a bad call. And now Mackenzie Team in the batter. I mean, that thing clearly hit the dirt and she had her glove on top of it.
That really maybe should have been a call the plate umpire makes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the other umpire over at first, he's in no position to make that call. And 3-0 count on Tiemann. And that's a strike call, 3-1.
Big key so far tonight, Doug. Cubettes just had not gotten base runners.
And this one, a little blooper, and that's going to be caught by the right fielder for out number three. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the seventh inning, and it's A&M Consolidated 9, Brenham 3, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemicals, supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And as we come back here, it'll be Ashley McDonald leading off against Kylie Baker. McDonald followed by the top of the order, Brooklyn Gidley and Emma Ford. And first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And next pitch, a ball, 2-0. And strike 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Tip.
She got just enough to stay alive.
2-2.
Got it.
And strike three called. That's out number one.
Strikeout. Bring up number
10,
Brooklyn Gidley.
Brooklyn Gidley, the batter. She's been on base three times, twice on hits, once in an error. She also scored a run and stole a couple of bases as well. And that one, a little booper, foul hits off the top of the Cubhead dugout. And roll out of play.
Gidley does everything a leadoff hitter should do.
Yep. And the biggest thing, getting on base. Yeah, pitches a ball, 1-1. And And a pie for a ball. One ball and one strike. Foul back into the screen. Two balls and two strikes. And that one is going to be smacked into center for a base hit. Third hit of the night for Brooklyn Gidley.
One out, one on, brings up number nine in the fourth.
And that's also the 13th hit of the night for College State, for A&M Consolidated. And runner going, throw down will be bounced up there, and it's going to be a steal for Gidley. That's her third of the night. Ford takes the 1-0 count. Foul tip, and it's 1-1. Pulls the bat back, but takes a strike anyway, and it's 1-2. Up high, ball 2. Two pitch. That one's going to be popped foul back behind the press box here. And they airmailed the throw from the dugout to home plate.
That was a tough one for a short lady like Isabel.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the inning and a runner at second. And bounce up there, gets away from Hyatt. The runner will move over to third. And a full count now, 3-2. Yeah, this one ground ball to second. Allie Tiemann over to Upper Castillo for out number 2. But on the play, the run scores down to make it 10-3. And Peyton Valentine, the batter now. Baker just needing one more out to get out of this inning. You'd like to get Valentine here and not give McKenna Klein another chance to bat.
Coming back to that middle of that order.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And pitch just missing in on the inside corner.
Must have been in.
2-0. Up high, a ball, and it's 3-0 now. bow back, and it's 3-1.
They went 3-0. Valentine saw a pitch she liked.
Yep. And the pie ball 4. Valentine draws the walk and said, I'll bring you up. McKenna Klein. Klein's got 3 hits tonight, 2 singles, and a 2-run homer. Go along with 2 runs scored and 3 RBIs. And swung on a miss, 0-1. Bounce up there, ball gets away, and the runner will move up. Cubs just need one more out to get out of this inning. And a pie for a ball. And it's 2-1 now. Foul tip, 2-2. Yeah, so now Baker getting ready for her next pitch. And luckily it's foul.
Over halfway up the hill, Doug. But a long strike.
Yep.
Got
her on strikes, and that'll retire the side. And in that inning, one run on one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs trail at 10-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
And Alden Jacks, Leighton Davis, and Harper Castillo to bat here against McDonald. Cubs trailing 10-3. And we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jax is 0-1 with a walk. Last time up, Gurka pinch hit for her. That one taken for a strike, 0-1. Cubs right now, first things first, just need to get some runners on base. And takes a strike, 0-2.
After that first inning, Doug, she just went and just mildly gotten outs.
Yeah. Pitch foul away. Next pitch, swung on a miss, and Jack's down on strikes. And that'll bring up Leighton Davis. Davis has been on base twice with a walk and a single. And she's also scored a run. And pitch taken for a ball is 1-0. And that one in there for a strike. One ball, one strike on Leighton Davis. Harper Castillo would be due up next. And Davis fouls this one away. Holds and makes the count 1-2 now. That one foul up third base side. Count will remain 1-2. And there you go. And right fielder over to get it, and that'll hold Davis to a long single. And brings up Harper Castillo.
It's the first hit in the wall.
Yeah. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And that one's going to get through for a base hit. And back-to-back hits for the Cubs, and a couple of runners aboard now for Kylie Baker.
Base hit, runners on first and second. Brings up number
18. Baker chance to help herself with a bat.
Way, way, way back in the first.
And that one's taken for a ball.
Kylie came up to bat with runners in scoring position and managed to get them in, so...
Outside for a ball. 2-0 count. And down low, 3-0.
Yeah, we got a good opportunity to get another base runner.
Yeah. And ball, he called a strike on that. Pitch was inside, nearly hit her, and he calls a strike. And so the next pitch to Baker, and she fouls that one away, makes it a 3-2 count now.
Just don't help her, Kylie. Make her throw strikes.
Thank you.
There you go.
It's going to be Well, wait a sec. What's the ruling here?
Uh-oh.
We got a conference here. Gonzalez thinking they got a double play. Homeboy Nosar says, no, she didn't have the ball in possession long enough, then she dropped the ball. What's the call here, guys?
Fielder's choice.
And the coach from Gonzalez. Now Coach Roberts wants to know what's going on. She's not happy with what she's hearing.
The score's 10-3.
Yeah. And she's winning. So, the question is the...
No, leave it. You better leave it alone, Blue.
Was there an out record? Was the catch good?
You'd be the fielder's choice at second.
Yeah.
And Kylie would be safe at first.
Yeah.
Harper goes to the dugout.
And then the Davis, the run would score.
That would be the right call because Harper never went to second.
Yeah. Okay,
now, shouldn't we have a runner at third or a score? Didn't we have runners on first and second?
Yeah, we had runners at first and second. The pop-up, Davis scored, so it should be 10-4.
She did score.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, then we're good.
And this one is a high pop, and that's going to be caught for out number three. So that is the final, and your final score here, it is the Brenham Cubet, or excuse me, A&M Consolidated 10, Brenham 4. And now that moves us to the postgame show, and this broadcast of Brenham Cubet softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Postgame show made possible by Curatile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tilleman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Drill Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
All right, as we come back out here, and it is youth night here at the ballpark, and Cubettes fall tonight to A&M Consolidated, 10-4 the final score. But we're going to get a little treat here as they're going to run the bases with the kiddos who came out tonight, and let them go and have some fun as Doug Brown and Tommy Lange back with you from the press box here at Alumni Field. And another tough loss for the Cubettes as this pretty much eliminates them from playoff contention. And it was one of those nights, earlier part of the game, it's like they were getting their hits. They weren't really hitting the ball very hard. They just kept finding holes.
That's it. No doubt about it, Doug. You know, the big key is Consolidated puts up four in the first. The Cubettes didn't hang their head down. They came up and got a couple back. Been nice if we could have got one or two more. Yeah. We had some runners on base, but, you know, it didn't happen. But definitely we got ourselves back in the ball game. But it's like you said, every one of their hits seems like they had eyes on them.
Yeah, they just kept finding a way. And, well, in the while we didn't get the run, at least they get to have a little fun with the kids.
Well, that's what this is all about. It is a game, and, you know, hopefully, you know, some of these youngsters will be some of our future stars.
We certainly look forward to that. Meantime, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll continue with more of the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tieleman Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tieleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tieleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball softball season.
And
and it's a home run. Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at the final stats for tonight. And for the Brenham Cubs, Mackenzie Tiemann was 0 for 4 tonight. Alden Jacks, 0 for 2 with a walk. Leighton Davis was 1 for 3 with two singles and a walk, and also scored a run. Harper Castillo on base all four times. Reached on an error, had a solo home run, drew a walk, and had a single. Kylie Baker was one for three, two RBI single. Allie Tiemann 0 for 2 with a walk. Sandra Prieto 0 for 2 with a walk. J.C. Hager was 0 for 1 hit by a pitch. McKenna Marsters came on as a pinch hitter and drew a walk. Isabel Hyatt. 0 for 1.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. California Governor Gavin Newsom has proclaimed an August 18th special.
Was hit by a pitch and also laid a sack bunt down. And that is a look at your final stats. And when we come back, Tommy and I'll name the John Breeden star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling...
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weakened warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
And back we come here, and it's time now for our star of the game, our John Breeden star of the game. And we had a few candidates, one lady standing out in particular tonight.
No doubt about it. We did have several candidates, but we had a young lady that she did happen to go 2-for-3 tonight, and she got a dinger tonight. She got a home run, just a good piece of hitting, 2-for-3 and an RBI. Harper Castillo, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for.
John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, we come back here one more time to Alumni Field. Don't forget we got Astros baseball up next after we sign off here. In the meantime, Tommy, a rough night here for the girls, but did have a little entertainment, getting to interact with the youngsters. But they've got one more game to go Friday night back here at Alumni Field taking on Lake Creek. And we know from when we saw them earlier in the year, that's not an easy task.
Not going to be an easy task at all Friday night. Tough loss this evening. You know, it totally eliminated the Cubs' chances, any chance of a playoff. But, you know, look at it the way it is. Be truthful about it. What is it, 12, 13 hits?
Yeah.
You get five hits.
Yeah.
You're normally not going to win.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
And once again, your final score, A&M Consolidated wins it over the Cubs, 10-4. I want to thank Elizabeth for her great job at the studios. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And big thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying goodnight, everybody.
Play ball!
Once again, the final score was the Brenham Cubettes 4 to the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers 10. The postgame show is made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.